Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a big day, big week ahead. Baseball playoffs start today.
Woohoo!
Phillies, of course, Saturday against the winner of the Reds and the Dodgers. A lot to unpack with the Eagles. Devin will join us 1 hour from now. A replay of Nick Sirianni on the morning show earlier, later in the show. Ross Tucker kissed the baby on a Tuesday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to say, I'm okay with Bad Bunny. I don't know any of the songs.
Okay.
But I'm okay with it.
Oh, Bad Bunny, the halftime show.
Because it was like yesterday, it was different. You know, when people found out, It was different. Just leaving. It was different.
I got to be honest. Okay, I had to look up who it was.
So. I don't know any of his songs.
I didn't know.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know much about Bad Bunny. Hopefully he puts on a good performance at the halftime show. You a big halftime show guy? I mean, sometimes for me,
the
that's...
The last one I think that I actually saw. Well, yeah. I saw the Kendrick Lamar one. Because that triggered a lot of people. The Janet Jackson one.
Well, that's a big one.
Dr. Dre, the L.A. one. When Chargers.
Yeah.
No, the Rams.
Rams and Bengals.
Yeah, that one.
So when the Eagles aren't in the game, I'm more likely to watch it. But when it's an Eagles game, I got to decompress at halftime. And we've had three Eagles Super Bowls the last 8 years.
Wait a minute. Who was it last year?
I don't give a shit.
Who was it? I don't even remember.
I don't remember watching it.
You know? I don't
Wait a minute.
That.
Was it? No, I don't remember.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I seriously don't remember.
I had to decompress at halftime. We're in the middle of a Super Bowl, Hugh Douglas.
Wait a minute, I'm. All right,
you look that
blank.
Up. You look that up. All right, we'll figure
Kyle?
That out.
No.
I don't give a shit.
Nobody cares. Actually, I think Kyle's tired of this. Hugh, I'm tired of something. I need to get
what
off my chest.
Of?
Well, I, you know, let me frame it this way. A.J. Brown is a tremendous football player, and he's been a tremendous Eagle. But you ever feel like enough is enough? I got to be honest today. As we go through a whole day of this, and we're gonna go through a whole week of this until he speaks, I'm tired of it. I am getting tired. No, I am. I'm getting tired of
it.
I'm getting tired of the A.J. Brown passive-aggressive, complaining, diva nonsense every other week. I understand that he wants to contribute.
Yes.
I understand he is a player that...
Is a phenomenal player.
Phenomenal player. And he feels like his contribution is when he dominates and he gets catches and touchdowns and yards. I understand that. He's a receiver. We've seen a million receivers, and they all have a little bit something off about them, which, especially the great ones, it makes them great. That's fine. And I appreciate how much he puts work in, and he wants to be great, and he wants to put up numbers. But can we take a step back for a second on this A.J. Brown thing? We're spending all this time talking about him, and there's concern out there, and I feel it with you. That this is going to end the relationship between A.J. Brown and the Eagles. We're in the middle of winning 20 out of 21 football games. This is the best run in Eagles history. And this guy continues to make himself the story. Not the team, but A.J. Brown continues to make himself the story. I'm tired of it. On Sunday, they threw the ball to him 9 times. And in fact, if you go look at the last 3 games, They've given him targets. Week one, I understood why he was probably frustrated. He had one target. It came with 58 minutes into the game, right? Right to the end of the game against Dallas. The last 3 weeks, 8 targets, 10 targets, 9 targets. Dude, they're throwing you the football. So the ball's being thrown his way. I can't control it. He is not catching it, and Jalen's not connecting him, but they're throwing the ball his way. They're winning games. Mm-hmm. They've won 20 out of 21, and we have to do this passive-aggressive. Just come out like an adult and talk to the person that you're frustrated with. This is childish stuff. The fact that we got to go run to X or Twitter or whatever the heck people call it these mm-hmm. days, and we got to post things, and we got to have books on the sideline. If you have a problem with the head coach, talk to him. If you have a problem with the coordinator, talk to him. If you have a problem with the quarterback, which it probably is, talk to him. Enough of this stuff. This is the best era in Eagles history, and A.J. Brown is hijacking it because he's in his feelings. I'm tired of it, Hugh.
Can I play devil's advocate just for a minute? Because I got to go back and watch the games. How many of those 9 balls were catchable balls?
I don't know. Maybe 3,
maybe
4, 5?
Maybe 3 or 4?
5, maybe.
Okay.
But that's – why is that my problem?
Well, no, I'm just –
That's
I'm
the,
just,
go talk to the quarterback.
I'm just asking.
Like a grown-up.
Don't yell at him.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand up. I'm taking out my frustrations on A.J. Brown on here.
I mean, I get it.
I'm sorry.
No, Joe's going to stand up today.
I might stand up.
No, it's not a problem.
I'm tired of it.
I get it. But, and I'm not absolving A.J. Brown from the way that he's acting, but you have to understand this. Most every NFL player, to a certain extent is kind of selfish. You know, to a certain extent. It's just that behavior is probably displayed more in the receivers than any other position out there. I mean, it's just the way they're wired. You know, the man's name is always open. And you know what drives him. What drives him is being a dominant force in football games. So how do you appease that and still play within the frame of the offense? I think there's a way to do it. For whatever reason, it's not being done. And I think in order, it's not so much to me, it's not so much appeasing him. I mean, it kind of is, but you gotta figure out a way to incorporate them into the passing game because.
9 targets.
But you got to figure out a way to incorporate him better in the passing game because we've all stated that if we want to go back to the Super Bowl, this is not sustainable. This running game, the way it's going, is not sustainable.
Yeah, right.
The passing game, the lack of passing game is not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So there's a way that you can fix this. The way he's going about it, I do not condone that. But, I mean, when you look at this team as a whole, is he wrong? I mean, is he wrong? Like, he's wrong for going about it the way that he's going about it.
That's what I'm annoyed
but
at.
But is he wrong, though?
Well, okay, I don't know. I mean, I'll say it that way. I think there's certainly elements that you're saying he's definitely right about, right? They need to throw the football better.
It's disjointed right now.
It totally disjointed. And he's right to sound alarms if he feels there's alarms on that. But there's a way to do it like a grown-up
totally
behind
agree.
Closed doors. Like, Devontae Smith, I know he's not quite A.J. Brown in terms of their career and how great they've been in the NFL. Devontae Smith's a very good receiver. Devontae Smith had 2 targets on Sunday. You think Devontae Smith feels great about the offense?
Uh-uh.
But Devontae Smith's a grown-up.
Yes.
He goes to work, he does his job, and he goes about his business. And I'm sure within the meetings, he has the gravity in that locker room to say something, to say to Jalen, like, hey, man, I'm open here, see me, or whatever they're feeling. But he doesn't have to run to social media like he's 16 years old. Like, this is...
That's I'm not condoning...
It's childish. Like, now that I look back on it, because I'm annoyed today, the book thing was really ridiculous. We made it out to be like, oh, he's just trying to keep his mind right. Shut up, man. It's not his mind right. He's making a spectacle of the Eagles while they're winning football games because he's not satisfied. That's what it is. Has anyone ever seen a receiver read a book on the sidelines? It's totally disrespectful to your teammates. He did that. He was screaming in 3 years ago when they forgot to the first Super Bowl on the sideline during a playoff game. They won by like 30 points against the Giants. This guy is a really good football player. But this is a distraction the Eagles don't need. Like, when is enough enough with the A.J. Brown passive-aggressive stuff? When?
When is enough enough?
When is he going to grow up?
I think that's a lot to ask. because I'm still struggling with that to this day.
I know.
That's a lot to ask. I mean, to grow up.
But at least you have a platform now where your childishness is almost welcome.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, but you found the right career.
Because I'm sitting in the room and we're doing the meeting. I'm trying to figure out different strategies to hell divers.
Yeah, you are.
I'm trying to figure that out. Matter of fact, if anybody out there play Hell Divers, yeah.
we need some
Hell Divers.
With you, it's endearing at this point of your career.
You say old people stuff.
Yeah, it's endearing. But with AJ Brown, it's not. It's an
offensive player's drama. It is, because I feel AJ to a certain extent. Now, when I say that, listen to what I'm saying, people, because y'all quick not to hear exactly everything that's being said.
Listen fully and then disagree with
you. Yes, listen fully. Yeah, there you go. A.J. Brown sees himself, in my opinion, as a Hall of Fame caliber player, which he is. And I feel like he is feeling like this is hurting his Hall of Fame bid. I'm a firm believer. Listen, you could get the ball to A.J. Brown early enough in the game, in certain aspects of the game, where this doesn't have to be a problem. It just feels like there's a lot at play here. That it could be the quarterback.
Right.
The quarterback missing certain things. It could be the play calling. It could be a whole bunch. This is not just one thing, in my opinion. It's a bunch of different things.
I agree with you.
And it's a perfect storm, because Saquon's not running the ball like he's supposed to, but they're winning.
Right.
And the thing that I talked to other people about this, man. And by the way, nobody wants to, you know, talk about this on record. Everybody like, nah, dog.
That means there's something going on.
I'm not going to use any names, but Kyle called me last night and he had a list of names of people that he wanted me to try to reach out to.
I'll put this on me.
No, I'm just saying. No, because we're getting ready. We're trying to get ready for the show.
Let's blame the person who deserves blame, AJ.
No, we're trying to do the show. And so Kyle said, hey, you know, do you think yada, yada, yada want to talk? You know, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll reach out. And to a man, you know, I send text. I get calls back. Like a couple calls I got back on the air. And they're like, hell no.
I'm not talking about that.
I ain't touching that. Mm. They was like, dog, that's all. They was like, this is what you do for a living. I'm not touching that. It's just unfortunate.
You deal with it.
Yeah. It was like you do it.
Well, so you know what?
I was told, hey, bro, you're already doing a good job. Don't even worry about it. I don't even want to be involved with that.
But, like, that's, as fans, we have to deal with this. The Eagles are the best team in pro football. They've been that since about 1 year ago. They're in the best run the franchise has ever had.
Yes.
And one
totally
person,
agree.
Like, one person always seems to be annoyed. It's annoying watching it as a fan. Either. And I think you're right, Hugh, that he probably looks at it like, this is hurting my legacy, my Hall of Fame credentials. Well, dude, what matters more to you? It's at some point, in whatever we do for a living, contributions over credit, like, you got to decide what matters to you. And it feels to me, the more it goes on, what matters to AJ is how he plays, not the scoreboard at the end of the game.
Because
otherwise, what are we complaining about?
Can I play devil's advocate once again?
No. I mean, you can. Go ahead. Sorry.
But I seriously sat up last night after I made these phone calls and nobody decided to come on air with us.
Yeah.
I started thinking about
that. About us or AJ?
No, it was about AJ. It was like, hey, nobody touched that. But no, I started thinking. And I'm trying to get in AJ's head. Like, I know a lot of people aren't going to understand this, because a lot of times we don't want to try to understand it. Mm. We just want to say, oh, you're a malcontent. Get him up out of here. Instead of understanding and trying to appease what really drives him. Now, we've been saying it, but we haven't said it to the level that he's saying it. This team should be dominating.
Yes.
With this offense.
I agree.
The offensive weapons that we have. The running back that we have, the offensive line that we have, we should have at least blown these teams out 30-plus points every week.
I would say this past week it should have been a blowout. The Dallas game, they should have won by more.
And that hasn't been the case.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think that part of the reason why he's frustrated is because that's part of it.
And I can appreciate someone who wants perfection.
Yes.
But go
and,
do
and
it.
And that's what he is.
Then we could do it in a grown-up way. This is not a grown-up way.
And that's the thing. And again, not absolving him from the way that he's acting, but I'm trying to look at it from a perspective where, you know, he's looking at it. And it's more like, we're better than this. and we're not playing to that potential.
Then handle it the right way. Let's hear from someone who's been through this before in a major way that we all remember. Donovan McNabb yesterday on the afternoon show, his thoughts on the A.J. Brown situation.
One thing that I don't do is I don't try to break down cryptic messages.
Right.
You know, if you're going to say something and you've already wasted, you know, expended the energy of typing this, then just say what's on your mind. Like, the whole deal, and I try to, you know, go back to everything that I've been seeing, the whole reading of the book on the sideline, when everybody laughed and joked and all of a sudden the book sales went out, that ain't something that I'm used to seeing on the sideline. And coaches, when I came up, that's disrespectful to the team and coaches. And so now the tweet game is starting to come into effect, where I'm sure that's a conversation that somebody's having in the building. Like, I don't know what you meant by that. What did you mean by that? Somebody needs to ask that. Like, what did you mean by that? I mean, really, to be honest with you, and I think where we are in today's game and where these guys are of just being, you know, wanting to be free and have their own podcast and do all this other stuff where they're talking, that type of stuff stays in the locker room. And when it comes out, it becomes a problem. Because I guarantee you this, if they lose this next game, they're going to go back to that tweet, and it's going to be, what did you mean by that?
I mean, Donovan McNabb's lived this, Hugh, in a significant way that we all remember. He knows what that's like when a locker room has some issues because of a wide receiver that's frustrated. And he's not wrong the way I view what he said there. Like, why does this have to become a public thing? Why does AJ have to make it a public thing? He doesn't.
Can I just say this? I love Donovan. That's my quarterback. Mm-hmm. But isn't it amazing how as we get older, our perspective change on certain things that we do and how we see things. That's the beauty of being in our twilight years and looking at the era our way. Because I'm listening to Donovan say that, 50-year-old Donovan. And I'm like, damn, dog, you should have did that like 25 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it doesn't mean it's wrong.
With age comes wisdom.
Exactly.
I was about to say that. Yep. With age comes wisdom. And right now, AJ is in the throes of his Hall of Fame career, and he's feeling like that's slipping out of his hands to a certain extent.
Well, then, if that's what matters to him, at some point, I'm not advocating for this in the season, at some point, then go, you know what, AJ, go play for the Jaguars, for a team that doesn't go to the playoffs, and get 13 catches a game and lose. What matters to this guy? Because I think we want to see the good in him, mm-hmm. and we want to say, well, he cares about the team playing better. Does he?
Does.
Well, no. After the Super Bowl, that Instagram was about him dominating, not the team. It was about him dominating, and I question at this point what matters to him because they're winning every game.
Can I say this? Because, like I said, I talk to a lot of people, and I'm still in contact with a lot of people that are closer to this situation than I am. Mm. And me reading the tea leaves, it feels like it's deeper than football on some level. I don't know what that is, that might be me recklessly speculating, but right. The people that I've talked to, when I ask them specific questions about this, they say, hey, man, it's bad, bad.
Well, you know what? If it's bad, bad, the Eagles got to address it. And A.J. Brown continues to make it a spectacle. And he doesn't have to. Again, he can be frustrated, but he's the one deciding. No one's peppering him with questions. No one's forcing him and tricking him to answer something. He's putting tweets out. He's leaving the locker room if we're talking to reporters. This is all his doing.
You know what the worst part about all of this is? Is that nobody's going to understand where he's coming from because you're 4-0. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Well, exactly.
that's all that matters.
That is all that matters. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you tired of A.J. Brown's complaining? Yes, or are you like understanding Hugh over here and you get it? Kyle, where do you come down as the A.J. Brown saga continues?
Well, and by my official diagnosis here.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown is exhibiting what I like to call pledge-like activity.
Okay.
He's right. He was right last year when he called out the passing offense, and guess what? He's right again. The only problem with this time is that they don't have the running game to fall back on. The offensive line's not playing well. Saquon's not getting the yardage that he was last season. The offense is not explosive at all. A.J. Brown is right about the offense. And you know what happened last time he called out the offense? They came right out against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We had the That's What You Wanted to See game. And yes, that was exactly what we wanted to see. Mm. It's what we want to see again this season. Like, the passing offense has sucked. I'm sorry. It has. And, like, while it's annoying, and I wish that he just did it in-house, Like, I agree with you. There were way better ways for him to handle it. But every single time he makes something public, it sort of forces the team to have to address it internally. So, like, he forces them to do it. So if that, like, be the change you wish to see in the world, A.J. Brown.
Be the change.
Tweet through it.
And the change we want to see is him getting more involved in the passing offense.
It's hard not being petty.
He's saying what the fans have been saying since week one. Like, after the Dallas game, we're like, wow, cool. They won the game. Can we give A.J. Brown the ball? Can we get him the ball? And guess what? The best version of this offense, I think, that we've seen all season long was in the Rams game.
Agreed.
Where they were feeding him the football.
Agreed.
And he was making big plays out of it. He's still one of the best players on the offense, no matter what you want to tell
okay,
me.
Okay, so agree on a lot of that. But sometimes self-awareness matters. On Sunday, when were they better? They were better in week three when they threw in the ball. I agree with Kyle. Last week, this past game, 2 days ago, the offense was humming in the first half when he wasn't involved. When they started forcing him the football, like, AJ, did you see the game we all watched on Sunday? You played in it. When they threw you the ball, we didn't have first downs. On the first half, okay. when it was just Jalen distributing the football, we moved the ball.
There's a happy medium here, though.
They can
find better ways to get him the ball. AJ, Jalen can put a better ball on him, yeah, right? They had a couple deep shots that he just threw 20 yards out of bounds.
Yeah.
Like, AJ was getting open.
So then just go talk to the quarterback.
Right. Well, you know, maybe instead of making some crazy haphazard adjustment at halftime, why don't they plan this week to get A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith for that matter, the football more?
Okay.
The feeding Saquon 25 times a game thing. Guess what, guys? It's not working. The offense looks like crap.
I agree to a large extent. They got to fix things. We know it. And it's okay for him to feel that. I'm just tired of every other week. Oh, no. What is A.J. Brown upset about now? Oh, winning again? Oh my. Poor A.J. Brown. He might not go to the Hall of Fame. How about win another ring? Abdul and Mount Airy's up on WIP. What's up, Abdul?
What's up, afternoon, fellas?
What's going on?
I appreciate y'all,
morning.
Guys.
What's up, Abdul? How you doing, buddy?
You know, okay. So here's my take on the AJ Brown thing. I don't disagree with him, but I do think that he needs to grow up with the tweeting and all that. Second of all, Kevin Petullo or whatever his name is, he needs to listen and listen up clearly, because we're telling him as fans, draw AJ plays to go across the middle. He's 200 pounds. He's 6 and some change, bro. Go cross the middle and get the ball. Jerry Rice, Megatron, all these other ones. I watched Jamar Chase go across the middle last night and catch a good ball. I watched the little guy from Miami go across the middle, catch a little ball. I watched Tyreek Hill risk his knee.
Yeah, he got jacked up.
Somebody better tell this man that football is running towards the sideline with no room for it, with no room for my quarterback to give him. You gotta have some room when he's throwing the ball. And diagonals to the sideline, even Madden players know you don't do that. Come on, man. AJ, you gotta run a better route. You can't be out there for 2 hours on cardio running half-ass routes. I watched the game twice because I had it on DVR or whatever you want to call it, streaming or whatever. This dude's giving me half effort. Like, come on. And stop giving Saquon the ball so many times. It ain't working no more.
Well, it isn't. Abdul, what you just said there, man, a good phone call. We appreciate you listening and being part of the show. That echoes what Jason Avant said yesterday. We played the audio on yesterday's show that on NBC Sports Philadelphia after the game, saying when he watched AJ on Sunday, he felt at times that he quit on a route or two. And I just can't have that. I can't have you quit on a route. You don't, and then you're complaining afterwards. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of every other week. AJ Brown's upset. What do the Eagles do? Should they force him the football? They forced the ball on Sunday in the second half, and Jalen almost threw two picks. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Are you tired of AJ Brown complaining, or do you get where he's coming from? We'll get your calls on this. Plus, we'll play you what Nick Sirianni said about it yesterday, and we'll try to interpret two cryptic tweets from Eagles beat writers about AJ's
cryptic tweet.
We got cryptic tweets out there, just like AJ. It's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94. You're right over there, WIP.
I'm nervous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Right, coming up at 11, Devin Caney will join us. Devin remains undefeated on the sidelines covering the Eagles. So Devin joins us at 11. We'll also ask her about the Phils who have, you see what they're doing tomorrow, Hugh? They're doing the intra-squad workout. They're playing a little game against each other, and there's tickets
trying
on
to
sale.
Trying to keep it fresh.
Yeah, keep themselves, you know, and they don't want to fall out of a rhythm before they play their first game. Baseball playoffs start today. Tonight is the Reds and the Dodgers. We'll keep an eye on that as, of course, the Phillies will play the winner of that series starting on Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. All right, we got a lot to do on the show today. We start with this. Are you getting tired of AJ's complaining? I mean, I am. I'm just tired of it. And I got really frustrated in the first leg, but now I'm just kind of frustrated. But I'm going to calm myself down. We're going to talk through this today. I'm annoyed, though. I mean, at some point, isn't the team above the player? And the player just always seems to, you know, you guys keep saying maybe he's right, right? Maybe he's right. Maybe he's seeing things and he's trying to voice it. Wasn't it 1 year ago, the offensive line, what was the story that changed the season? They knocked on Sirianni's door in his office and they talked to him about, hey, I think we should run the football more. Or, you know, we think as the whole offensive line, lean on us. It changed the season. They won the Super Bowl. You know what they didn't do? They didn't run to their phone in the locker room after the game, after skipping out and not talking to reporters and saying, oh, you know, put up dumb, cryptic tweets. And they talked to the coach like grown-ups. They got their message across that, okay, I think we can be better. This is how we think we could be better. Coach, what do you think? And Nick Sirianni responded. They responded and they won the Super Bowl. Like, why can't A.J. Brown do that? And I can't imagine that he is, and Nick Sirianni is ignoring him. That doesn't seem like the kind of coach Nick Sirianni is. I'm sure he would listen if AJ talks to him.
Well, I think they're dealing with how to try to handle AJ.
Right, because it's not about him. Can we just drop the act on this? And that's not about the Eagles. It's about him. He wants more catches and stats.
Well, he's wired a little different.
Right, so
he's wired a little different.
Exactly.
And I think that you have to try to talk to him on his level or reach his level.
Yeah, okay.
If you will. And I feel like a lot of times for AJ, because this tweet was cryptic, but you got to read into it. It's like if you're not being heard, just don't make a scene.
But that's so, making a scene.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like this, Joe. This is how I read it. And you know what? If you don't, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying the people.
Right.
If you don't agree with it, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But AJ feels like he said all he needed to say, right? And now he's not being heard. Like he's different. He's dealing with a lot that that we tend to forget when it comes to how he operates. And I think that he kind of feels like, you know, he's tired of saying the same thing over and over again and not being heard.
I totally get
so
that.
So now he goes to social media. This is one of those things where you have to try to figure out a way to communicate with.
Right, and look, if he had one target in this game, it'd be a different story. That then it'd be like, okay, they're not using him. They threw the ball to him 9 times. Perhaps Jalen just had a bad day throwing it to him. Perhaps AJ wasn't getting open. Like these aren't things that you complain about. These are things you go out there next week and you try to be better at. I'm like,
and that's a conversation.
Right,
I feel like sometimes you, in order to appease somebody, you got to go above and beyond. And sometimes it might be outside of your comfort zone, and you say, okay, for instance, I don't know if this has happened, but if I'm Jalen, knowing what I know about AJ, be like, hey, dog, my bad. I'm going to get you the ball next week.
He threw it to him.
No, I'm just saying, Joe, but I hear what you're saying, and you're right. But sometimes just to keep the drama down, you have to do things like that.
I get it.
My bad, dog. I'm gonna get y'all involved. Like I'm trying. You know, so you know the team as a whole is not playing well.
I know
it's not.
The idea that Jalen Hurts has to apologize to AJ Brown.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not an apology.
You said my bad.
Well, it's okay. It's my bad because I didn't get you the ball. I'm working on that.
Has anyone thought maybe AJ's not getting open as much as he used to?
Maybe.
Right. So
maybe,
like
it could be.
Maybe he looks in the mirror and says, "I'm not as fast as I was 2 years
maybe,
ago." I'm annoyed that we got to do this every week. He's making himself above the team in their greatest era ever.
Yes, but this is the beauty that is Coach Sirianni, in my opinion, is that he can manage all of these different egos and things and ideas. You know what's funny when I walked out. Well, you know, we switch shows, and John Ritchie's leaving, and I'm walking in. And I said, John, do you ever remember us having this kind of drama? And he's paused for a minute, and he said, yeah, but it wasn't as publicized.
There you go.
As it once was. And I was like, you know what? You're probably right. And see, that's the problem.
And who's controlling that?
Well, he controls the narrative, but it's also one of those things, man. Is that if you feel like you're not being heard, like especially with social media, that's what you go to social media for. You go to be heard.
So
you go to get
right
validation, confirmation.
But, all right.
What's more likely, that he's not being heard or he's just a big baby? No one else does this on that team. Nobody else runs to social media to complain every 3 games.
Well,
so they're just freezing him out?
Not saying he's right. I'm not saying he's right.
I know, but we keep trying to come up with these reasons why AJ Brown is okay to do this. He's creating a distraction.
Maybe that's his therapy. Maybe that's the way his coping.
Okay, that's fine.
But
my therapy can't hurt the team. Like, if I did stuff like that and it hurt WIP, it's not, it's Joe's therapy. He's hurting WIP.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm not, everything that you're saying, Joe, I agree with, but you have to try to meet him on his level.
Yeah, I'm not making excuses for why I think like what he did is the right way to go about it. I agree with you. I think there are better ways for him to handle it, but like, he is right. Like, he's right about the offense. He's dead right. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's right about it. He's just wrong about the way
This isn't Nick Castellanos complaining about not getting playing time.
I agree.
And even if you want to say AJ Brown's not getting open that much, you can't tell me that we can't feed AJ Brown the ball on slants and the offense wouldn't look way more productive than it does. Even if he's one-on-one, he's still a beast. We saw him in the Rams game.
Right.
He can still shove people into the dirt and pick up extra yards after the catch.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Like, getting open like that is for the Devontae Smiths of the world, right? Like, A.J. Brown is open when he's one-on-one. Like, he's that type of player.
I'm with you, guys.
He's a game-changing type of receiver.
Ain't no way on God's green earth, to me, that you can't, like, even if you're throwing him something quick or something, a hitch or something, that you can't get him involved in this game.
It falls on deaf ears when you keep winning, though.
Because it does.
It's like you become the boy who cries wolf, for the man who cries wolf. Like, oh, we're going to lose if we don't get me the football. Well, we won again. Oh, we're going to lose if we don't get me the football. Well, we won again. We're going to lose if you don't throw me the football. We won again, man. Can you just calm down a little bit and let us evolve the team? It's week 4.
Now you're doing the we're just winning football games.
But see, I don't.
Not
very pledge-like.
They are.
Pledge-like activity.
But how come nobody else is publicly complaining about him? And no one else. You don't think Devontae Smith wants the ball?
Yeah, he does.
But he acts like a grown-up about it. And you know what? If he, behind closed doors, screams at Jalen and says, "You suck, man. I'm open." Like, that's fine. Those two have a relationship. They've been playing together for like 8 years now. I'm sure that they'll work it out.
Again, don't disagree, but like the other thing I'll add is I believe in the culture of this team in terms of like from the top down, Nick Sirianni and stuff. to that this isn't going to reach a point of no return. Like, this could end up being sort of like what happened with Brandon Graham last year, where this becomes a productive moment in the season.
A productive crash out, yeah.
I mean, look, we thought he was crazy when he was telling us Sirianni crashing out at the fans and shaving his head was going to be a turning point in the season. And we saw what happened during the bye week.
So now we're counting on the Hugh Douglas way of doing it.
Because I have and I have a third eye.
Hugh and I are just vibrating on a different frequency.
You guys got it. All right, you win. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday when asked about the AJ situation.
Is it your understanding that AJ still wants to be here?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, obviously AJ is very important to this football team. I know he wants to contribute. I know he wants to contribute and, do the things that he's capable of doing. He wants to contribute into these wins. And he's had a couple games where he hasn't been able to, and for different reasons of why we haven't in these games. So, but I question nothing about, his desire to play great football, his desire of being a good teammate, his desire to be here.
How do you go about addressing a situation like that with AJ? Is it something you talk to him about last night after it happens? Do you talk to him today? Have you talked to him, and what was that conversation like?
Yeah, obviously, always talk to him. Somebody I talk to on a daily basis. I try to reach out to all our guys on a daily basis and won't get into, any private conversations that we have with any of the players about any topic, right? That's a sacred relationship between the head coach and players, and we'll always keep that private, but always in constant communication with all these guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so Sirianni trying to handle it yesterday. We're going to have the replay of Sirianni with the morning show today as Joe DiCamera asked him, and they kind of went back and forth a little bit on if he's really concerned or not about the AJ situation. It's obviously a thing. It's been a thing for a while now. I'm just tired of the complaining by AJ Brown. Where do you come down on this? Let's go to John here, and then we'll let you hear what Eric Mangini said yesterday, former NFL coach, about the dangers of trying to appease a player who wants, you know, maybe the ball more or wants things to change. John in Newark is up. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, Joe? How you doing, Hugh?
Hey, what's up, John. Man? What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
Hey, listen, I have to say, maybe I'm an outlier here, but I have to say that I agree with A.J. Brown, and I sort of agree with how he's doing things. Because you have to understand what had to have gone on in the previous 4 weeks for him to get to the point where he is. They've had these in-house discussions. They've had these conversations ad nauseum, and nothing changes. When you talk about, okay, hey, we're 4-0. We're 4-0 by scotch tape and bubble gum. I mean, CeeDee Lamb makes the catches he's supposed to catch. We lose to Dallas. Jahad Campbell doesn't make that interception. We lose last week. If we don't get a prayer of a block punt, I mean, a block field goal, we lose that game. We're not winning the right way juxtaposed to the talent that we have. And I'll tell you something else. An ace wide receiver position is a diva-centric position. And if you had a lack of similar success on other teams, you'd see it from other teams' ace wide receivers. You'd see it from Ja'Marr Chase. You'd see it from CeeDee Lamb. You'd see it from the guy at the Dolphins. The only one that you probably wouldn't see it from is probably Amon-Ra St. Brown. Mm. But it's a diva-centric position, and something has to change. Now, when you talk about the 9 targets you mentioned, those were not 9 legitimate targets. They were poorly scripted, they were poorly selected on the route tree, and they were designed just to throw him the ball and shut him up and say, hey, it's your fault that you didn't catch these god-awful passes that I threw. The offense is bad right now. The offense is pathetic right now. These are 4 wins, but they're not 4 wins that we can offensively be proud of. So the way that he's doing things is probably warranted at this point. It's time to put this offense on blast. It's not performing juxtaposed to the superstars that they have on this team, and Jalen's got to do a better job of throwing the football.
John, well said, and I agree with a lot of what you said, and especially when you're talking about how they've won these games. John, good phone call. We appreciate it. John's not wrong. I said last week they were lucky to be 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you look at in total the way they've played, they're lucky to be 4-0. He's right. I mean, they have not played great football, especially on the offensive side. And that goes to everything, right? The offensive line. Jalen's been very hot or cold. They haven't run the football well, and they're not getting the ball consistently to the wide receivers. Right now, through 4 weeks, they rank 30th in yards per play on offense. It's a joke, considering the talent they have. I agree with that on John's perspective. And I understand where Hugh's coming from, Kyle's coming from, and if you agree with AJ, I'm not saying he's not right to have frustration. They should be better offensively. Why does he have to be the only one that acts this way? Like, he can't be the only one frustrated on the offense, Hugh. He can't be.
He's not.
So, but he's the one that consistently causes a scene even when he says he's not causing a scene. I mean, let's be
he's
real.
He's different.
The book was a scene.
Yeah.
It caused the tension. Everyone was wondering if he's upset. Right? Like, why did... And you made the point, and I think the last caller did, maybe they are having these conversations, and then it's not manifesting on the field. Well, why is he the only one they're not listening to if that's the case? Like, nobody else seems to go public like he goes public.
Because I think that nobody can be as outspoken as him. And I think that, you know what it is? This is my reckless speculation, is that it's being talked about amongst the receivers mm-hmm. and amongst the other players. But he's the only one that's voicing it. Because Smitty's not happy either. Like, you know, there was reports that Devontae didn't want to talk to the media.
He didn't, yeah. It was in the Jeff McClain piece,
So it's clearly frustrating. But there are some guys that are more outspoken than others. And that's AJ. AJ's been outspoken since he's been here. And I think that a lot of times we as fans, we just want the bottom line. Bottom line is to win games. I think it's more to it than that. I really do. And I don't know what it is, but it feels like it's deeper than football right now.
Well, it might be. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear Eric Mangini yesterday. First things first, former NFL head coach, talking about the dangers of trying to appease a player that seemingly wants the football more and maybe scheme it up more. Here's Mangini yesterday.
We're week four, and we're already at the quotes and the discontent. And to me, if they give into this, that's going to create the problem. If they start feeding this complaining, that's going to create the problem. Would everybody in Philly be happier if they lost a game, but A.J. Brown had 15 catches? A.J. would be happy, but would anybody else be happy?
It's a fair question.
See, that's the extreme. And I Coach Mangini got a lot of respect for him, man. He was the guy, he was kind of like my handler. Mm-hmm. When I was at the New York Jets, because Bill Parcells couldn't stand me.
You handle Merrick.
Yeah, so he was kind of like my handler. But we're looking at this in the extremes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like we're looking at like we're gonna feed AJ, and then somewhere else we're gonna be lacking. We are the most talented team in the NFL, man for man. Mm-hmm. You can't sit here and tell me giving AJ a couple catches. It's going to change the game plan so much it's gonna make it lopsided and we're losing.
No,
games.
No, I agree with that. But if we force him the ball, on Sunday, Jalen nearly got picked in their own zone because he threw him in coverage. Like 50-50 balls, sometimes they get picked.
Okay,
well, is that
this.
AJ's problem though?
But yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Right, okay.
That's an Eagles problem. If they get picked.
Riddle me this. Why can't we scheme up better plays to get AJ open? Why can't we line up AJ in the slot? Why can't we line up AJ in the backfield and let him run reverses?
Why is it about AJ?
No, but Joe,
he's the best receiver on the team.
No, my thing, it's about AJ because that's the focal point of this conversation. Right, but here's the reality. Why can't we run an offense similar to the one Detroit Lions run? Why can't we be that creative? They run a two-back set, and they run the hell out of both of their backs get Amon-Ra St. Brown
involved. The Dolphins
involved.
Who stink are getting Tyreek Hill running wide open yesterday. All game.
Listen, I agree. I wish we were better offensively. See, they're bottom of the NFL in yards per play. I hear you.
So, I totally.
But it feels like it's about him. And
I mean, it is
team.
To a certain extent.
It is because he's the one that's the main focal point right now.
And he's the one talking about it.
Right. But, hold on. Last season, when we're talking about the feeding, the complaining thing. While I agree with you, there's better ways for AJ to handle it. But the offensive line knocked on Sirianni's door during the bye week. That is that's a form in a mild way of complaining that the offense isn't doing well.
Yes, yes.
They fed that. They changed the offense, and it worked for the better. And I hate the whole, would you rather them lose, but he has 15 touches? It doesn't need to be that way. And we have this conversation about Jalen Hurts all the time. Would you rather see him throw for 400 yards and lose? No crap, dude. Nobody would want that. But don't you think throwing for 400 yards is more conducive to winning than not?
Yeah.
Don't you think A.J. Brown getting the ball 15 times is more conducive to winning than not?
My problem with it is you're right. Mangini used an extreme. The other part. If they lose on Sunday and he has 15 catches, is A.J. Brown going to put up a tweet?
Mm-mm.
No. Well, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. A.J. Brown has come out many times and made it clear what matters to him. What was that post after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that was
dominating his matchup is how he gets satisfaction in the game, not winning.
He said that to us. I understand that, but A.J. Brown dominating his matchups for 60 minutes in a game will help the Eagles win.
I agree that, guys, this is not sustainable, but do you realize how, when you take a step back, the receiver's complaining and they keep winning? It does feel like it's more about him than it is the game.
But we can't sit here and talk about that we don't like the way they're winning and then admonish A.J. Brown for basically echoing that same sentiment.
I know, but he's echoing it in a very loud way and pretending it's not loud. All right, we haven't recklessly speculated in 48 minutes, and that's against our contract, Hugh, so we need to start doing that right now. I got two cryptic tweets for you, Hugh. I want you to give me your thoughts on what this means, okay? I'm going to give you one, and then I'm going to give you the second, which adds, I think, more context to it.
Okay.
The first, and these are two people that you know well. You know their names. And, of course, they're both probably in the running for Eagles Insider of the Year. Let's start with Jeff McClain. This is from yesterday. Okay?
Me and Jeff are friends now, by the way.
You guys have been on his podcast. This is from Jeff's tweet yesterday. A.J. Brown's biblical tweet, that was pointed at someone or someones internally with the Eagles, sources said.
Yes.
Okay, so that's, I want you to hold that for a second. Then I saw this one this morning from our guy, Elliot Shore Parks.
ESP.
Of course, the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year. Here is what he typed out. I don't know who A.J. Brown was talking about in his tweet, but I feel confident saying two things. And the first thing he said was, it wasn't about Sirianni or Petullo. So we have Jeff McClain saying it was about someone or someone inside the building. Elliot saying it was not about Sirianni or Petullo. Put your detective cap on, Mr. Douglas.
I mean, who's left?
I'm just asking questions.
Well, yeah, can Elliot just come out and say it then?
It's about the quarterback.
It is.
What are we doing?
You know what's funny? And when I was talking to the people that who will remain nameless in this situation, because they don't want no parts of this. They kind of said the same thing. Mm. Nobody's coming out and saying it directly, but they've kind of said the same thing.
I also love the McClain describing his. I mean, I get the term.
He's
called it. He called the his biblical tweet.
Say that again.
That wasn't me.
What was
biblical
that?
Tweet?
Yeah, the
we
biblical.
Good? We good over here?
I don't know what that was.
No, that wasn't me.
That didn't come from me. Hugh?
No, it wasn't me.
Relax.
I didn't know. I had my arms folded.
Described his tweet as biblical, as though like it's some sort of.
Well, I think the word weren't the words.
No, they were. Yeah. But like calling it a biblical tweet is
like it's some sort of grand big like thing. Yeah, right. Not just a line.
We
from
did
the
just
Bible.
Have the rapture.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Almost went to the upper room.
Yeah.
You know what?
That person who sold their house was the rapture.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, it's everybody wasn't supposed to go.
What do you mean?
For the rapture.
That was I
thought everybody was going.
No.
Yeah. Oh, is it like only people who's like
that's the whole point.
Who's
you're,
worthy. Yeah.
Who's sold,
yeah.
Who's
that's why I was insinuating last week that we got left behind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so the rapture happened?
Yeah,
we're stuck here?
Yeah, we're stuck. We got left behind.
We have to consider that as a possibility.
Yeah, it's not crazy to think purgatory is just yelling about A.J. Brown's tweets into the void for eternity.
I don't know, man. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I guess if we're here, we got to enjoy it.
I guess we got to do what we got to do.
Oh, so that was the easy detective work. So it was about the quarterback.
I think it was.
Okay. So can I ask this question then? If, like, tweets aren't going to make Jalen Hurts more accurate or see the field better, either he's going to do it better or he's not going to do it better. Like, what is the tweet going to do? How does it make Jalen better? I don't understand.
You know, I'm going to keep that one to myself. Because I was about to say something. It was about to be reckless. But I was about to say,
you've recklessly speculated about way worse.
What do you got? Spill it.
You know what would make Jalen do better? You got a swing on him.
No.
Okay.
For some reason, that's on me that I didn't expect that to be what it was.
That was the first thing that popped in my head. I'm sorry.
All right, now that we're here.
I'm sorry.
You're such a problem, dude.
I'm sorry.
Listen.
Here's the reality, since I'm here now.
Yeah,
reality of this situation. Mm. This has been going on for a while.
If it came to that, who would you take?
Oh, I'm going with AJ all day.
I don't know.
Jalen's a big dude. Like,
Jalen's a strong dude.
You got to be worried about them quiet ones.
That's what I'm saying.
Hughes dealt with those receivers who were built
before. T.O. was pretty strong, dog.
All right, so you heard it here first. Hugh Douglas advocating for a sideline swing on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494.
I am so childish.
We are grown-ups here, just like A.J. Brown. All right, Devin's going to join us on the other side. Her thoughts on all this, more of your phone calls as well, plus the Phils who get ready for their first playoff series on Saturday. The Reds, the Dodgers, and the intra-squad workout tomorrow, which you could buy tickets for, which is kind of cool. All right, well, Devin next, your phone calls as well. Are you tired of A.J. Brown's complaining, or not? Do you get it? Where do you come down? Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.